Being robbed at gunpoint some 15 years ago remains a vivid memory. My attention fastened less on the gun than the gunman. I studied that mugger as a person for clues about his judgment and how much danger my friend and I were facing. Just our luck, the kid was new at this, an amateur. His hands shook, he was in a sweat, his body was tense, and his finger was on that trigger as he waved the gun and pointed it at my friend's stomach. We would have felt safer with a professional, but we got Flop Sweat Fred. Nevertheless, we negotiated that encounter with no shots fired and no additional holes in anyone's person. A majority of New Mexico's 33 counties have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuary counties. That includes Luna County, where I live, whose three-member county commission voted unanimously to refuse enforcement of gun laws the sheriff declares unconstitutional. But who decides on a law's constitutionality? Elementary civics once taught that this was a function of the judiciary, but these county resolutions get their civics from the Constitutional Sheriff movement, which holds that within a county, the sheriff is supreme, outranking local police and federal law enforcement. This imperium apparently overrules even the U.S. Supreme Court, which has ruled that gun regulations do not necessarily infringe on the Second Amendment right to bear arms. There are those, however, who insist on a different reality. These efforts to nullify law, jurisprudence, and representative government, based on highly selective readings of the U.S. Constitution, are fascinating yet troubling. Here again, I look past the weapon and wonder about the people holding it. A number of New Mexico sheriffs oppose bills instituting background checks and red flag legislation aiming to disarm temporarily people who may be suicidal or restrict access to weapons for those subject to domestic abuse orders. The opinions of law enforcement professionals are valuable in a conversation about gun regulations, but the dominant impulse increasingly is to prevent any such conversation from happening, to demonize those who have different opinions, and forbid ourselves any opportunity to think. With the erosion of civic skills such as dialogue and good faith negotiation, gradually follows erosion of representative governance and a common belief that political competition and honest debate can lead us somewhere better. Is New Mexico normalizing the idea that when democracy brings about a result we don't like, instead of engaging in political struggle, we declare it illegitimate, flip the table, and take up arms? This development represents an erosion of democracy from within. We would do better to slow down, think, and converse. With the weekly Desert Sage commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.